Look, welcome everyone. It's great to see so many people in the gallery. And also, I just want to say welcome to, of course, to all our staff and councillors. But look, before we start, I have to formally advise everyone that the meeting is being recorded and that these recordings will be posted on the council's website in the minutes. So, first of all, I would like to acknowledge the Gugyalanti people who are the traditional custodians of the land and also pay respect to their elders both past and present and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians who are present. So we'll go on to the items in the agenda. First of all, attendance. Everyone's here, that's fantastic. Thank you, councillors. I need to ask, is there any declarations of conflict of interest in relation to any of the items that we're considering today? Okay, I'll take that as a no. I haven't received any prior to the meeting. So we'll then go on to four, as there's no Carol minutes this morning. Confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary meeting held Tuesday the 3rd of December 2019. Do I have a move for this? Thank you, Councillor Carey. Seconded by Councillor Zamataro. Does anyone wish to speak against the minutes? Any changes, concerns, problems? Okay, I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. So we'll now proceed to the items as listed in the agenda. And the first one is the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act. And welcome, Ms. Lermond, Ms. Mitchell. Thanks very much. Do I have a move for this? Councillor Carey, thank you. Seconded by Councillor Nolan. As you move this item, Councillor Carey, do you wish to make any opening remarks?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Only just to commend the work done by the staff in putting this together. I think the response that has been done by the Arbor Council is very comprehensive and certainly representing the views of the councils after some discussion earlier last week. I think it's a good response that certainly reflects the input that I had to discussions, so I'm very pleased about that, and it's been congratulated.
Well, thank you, Councillor Carey. Does anyone wish to speak against? No. Are there any questions of officers here? Okay. Look, I'll just conclude by actually thanking you very much. I think it's a really thorough response. We did have a good discussion at our workshop last week. And I'll be very interested in actually seeing what response is back from the federal government in relation to this. So thank you. Okay, I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. It's unanimous. We'll now go on to 5.2, which is the expression of interest, moss and pool swimming, coaching and aquatic programs. We'll have a move up for this one. Councillor Nolley, seconded by Councillor Zamataro. And welcome, Ms. Diaz and Ms. Lund. Thank you. Thanks a lot for all the work that you put into this, because I know it's been quite substantial. Councillor Nolley, you moved this recommendation. Would you like to make some opening remarks?
Very quickly, just happy to see that the pool is continuously getting greater and greater usage. And this is the next step in that. Increase the usage of the possible force and technology.
Thank you. Does anyone want to speak against? No. Any questions, comments? Look, I do know we did discuss this quite a bit last week, of course, and I also want to just follow on from what Councillor Nolley has said. Feedback I'm getting about the management of the Boston Hall is really quite sensational. And I really want to congratulate your team on all of that. The new programs are great, and it's really fantastic to see it being used. And so, yeah, looking forward to more programs, and this is another step in that process. So thank you. I'll put to vote. All those in favour? Thank you. So now with the next item, which is 5.3, I'm going to move to to allow further investigation by staff. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Carey. Does anyone wish to speak against my motion to defer? I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. So we'll now go on to 5.4, which is a proposed amendment to the Far North Queensland Regional Organisation and Council's Development Manual and Planning Scheme Policy. Welcome, Mr. Collins and Mr. Friedman. So, for your councillors, you've got recommendation and reasons why. Do I have a move for this? Councillor Nolan, thank you. Seconded, Councillor Carey. Do you wish to make some comments, Councillor Molly?
No, thank you.
Okay, we have our officers here. I know it is a really detailed report, very self-explanatory, so that's good. We know that actually it's a requirement that we have to do this. I also know that officers, as part of the final Queensland ROC process, certainly get together and it's all about consistency across the region. Are there any, did I ask if anyone wants to speak against? I'm honoured if I haven't. No one wishes to speak again, so then we'll move through to any questions, comments, councillors that you wish to ask? Okay. Yes, thank you, Councillor Carey.
Yeah, just a point of clarification. I assume that all the contributing councillors to the ROC have worked through all this and come up with these amendments, and now it's going back to individual councillors like ourselves to basically ratify those changes. Is that the process we're following?
Yeah. So yes, that's the process we're following, councillor, and then after that we're going to go out to the public and all the contractors to get their points of view, and then we'll finalise it. So hopefully by the end of May towards June, we'd like to finalise and start with the new manual review.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for that, Tess. You can see on page 64 that there is a detailed sort of summary of the schedule. And so what I know Evan and Brock are hoping to do, that following the submissions, further consultation, that the councils adopt the manual, and then, of course, as part of that, advertise that effective date by May, June of this year. So this is really an early part of the process. So thanks very much. If there's any other questions, I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? So I'll now go on to the glyphosate reduction strategy, which I'm very happy to move. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Carey. Does anyone wish to speak against? Councillor Kerr?
I wish to speak against the actual strategy, because the strategy is a very good strategy and does need to come into place. My issue is the timing of it and being brought in at the end of this budget, and the reduction of services that could happen with the introduction of it happening now. Things that, the examples that were given, such as the cutting of grass, which is a necessity, the trimming of the palms along Port Douglas Road is a bane of mine, it's always been a necessity when that continues. There are things that we can't produce. So, yeah, where does it stand in that situation? As much as I'd like to pass this and I'd like to see it come into the next budget, so it's accounted for, I do have an issue of bringing it in now where services will be reduced because of it.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Certainly, my response to you is that I think we need to have further discussion with the CEO. The allocation of resources within that department can be dealt with quite effectively to ensure that we do not reduce the mowing or the oil palm maintenance, because I also do not want to see that happen. And I have already had a discussion yesterday about that. I think it's important to actually resolve to adopt the strategy pending further discussion in terms of service delivery with the CEO. Because I don't want to see that happen, but I think it's really clear from the report and the reasons why we need to bring this strategy, and there are serious concerns from a number of people about the use of glyphosate, particularly in park areas where children play, where people exercise. And so that's exactly what we've been working on since 2013. The allocation of resources, of course, is important and another issue. We're also adopting two reports about our financials for both November and December, and I can already see how we can be dealing with that. So I would like to assure you that certainly from my perspective, I do not want to see that
happen.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that, but I can only go by what's written on this report here. The examples that I've given. I appreciate you mentioning parks, etc., which I know we are doing steam media in parks, etc., already. So those sorts of things are already being covered. Now, my concern is it's written in the report what examples would be, and that's what I can go by. And that's what the public can go by as well as what reductions could be. So are we going to get a guarantee that they're not going to be reductions? That's my question. I don't want to agree to something where I'm going to say, well, hold on a second, I agree to this happening, and now it's happening, I don't want it.
Look, I understand where you're coming from, Councillor, because I did ask exactly the same questions yesterday. We have a strategy, we also have the report. The report is aiming to start banning the use of glyphosate on about 133 parcels of open spaces from today or tomorrow, whenever we agree. I want to have another discussion about what we do in the interim period, because I don't want to see those reduction in services. We will recall that in our budget this year that we adopted late June this year, we did allocate significantly more money into the whole open space, gardens, park area, for the very reason that we want to make sure all our parks were as good as possible. Maintenance of the oil plants is particularly important, and so is the mummy. So I would like to appeal to everyone to adopt this recommendation, and I will be having further talks in terms of making sure that we don't do that. There are other ways that we can deal with this within our budget, which is last time in excess. So I think we can do that. But I'm open to any other councillors who want to make some comments. Councillor Carey.
Just in support of the recommendation, Madam Mayor, I fully support what you're saying, and also would make the point that the public health imperative with this. We've been talking about glyphosate production for years, probably 4 or 5 years, I don't feel, maybe since the beginning of the New Douglas Shire. So it's been a while coming, and that's not a criticism of staff. It's taken time to work with supplemental alternatives. But there is a public health imperative, and I think this strategy and framework is important to formalise basically what we're trying to work towards anyway from an operational perspective. And I suspect a lot of these initiatives are already in place. In practicality in our workplace, and I'm sure that the staff will not arbitrarily cut services in important areas without reference to the council. So we will get to talk about this further in the future, but it is important just for the sake of formalising our response to an important public health issue that this strategy be adopted and implemented.
Thank you, Councillor Carey. Councillor Knowledge.
Yeah, so mine's a question of pedantics, I suppose, more than anything. I agree with you about exactly which budget, what part of the budget to take from. The recommendation is that we adopt the strategy. The suggestion of oil palm is not in the strategy. So I take that, correct me if I'm wrong, it doesn't mean set in stone, because we're adopting the strategy and it's not written in the strategy. That's just written in the report to work into the strategy. So there's nothing that's written in stone as to why and where, which part of the budget we take from. We is that correct? Or am I
misunderstanding? Well, that's certainly how I see it.
Yeah,
it
is. So it's, that was just a
examples. I mean,
and in all honesty, if I had said written in strategy, I would have brought it up way before now, because we have that same concern. Is that correct, Ms. Holden, how I understand this? Thank you. So to me, it's just a matter of the tactics there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions, comments? Look, I'd just like to say, in terms of just concluding this item, you will recall that we had a glyphosate operational plan initiative this year, and this is a result of that initiative. We also have been reducing the use of glyphosate. We've been working on this since 2013. So now we've got a strategy that I think nails things down, is very clear to the community, and certainly we know that we will be banning the use of glyphosate in all playgrounds, areas near schools or childcare facilities, banned for use on footpaths and CBD zones and retail areas. Glyphosate is not to be used in sensitive areas north of the Daintree River, wherever possible. There are sometimes some issues to do with really, really difficult weeds that are under our high security plan, and some of these are very, very far away from where people and where they enjoy and exercise and play, etc. So I think we have to do this. We know that there have been quite substantial court cases around the world, and actually multi-million dollar payouts to people who have demonstrated that they've been suffered severe ill health as a result of glyphosate. And I know that many councils across Australia and throughout the world are looking at how they can ban glyphosate, particularly in areas where people enjoy the use of our various parks and gardens. The other issue is the impact for our staff. So I think the strategy covers a lot of those details as well. So I'm going to put to the vote all those in favour. Thank you. So we'll now go on to 5.7. Order. 5.6, I thought I missed one. Thank you. So that's the asset management framework. Anyone wish to speak against? Okay. I think when you have these sort of reports and you read them, you realise that a lot of them do have quite a long life, and I know that it's a huge amount of work. Mr. Kriegerman, would you like to make some comments about it? I think it's something that perhaps the gallery might be interested in. The management of our assets is a really, really important part of council's operation.
Just as an overview, we do have an asset management policy which council have recently adopted an update to that a few months ago, and we've also got an asset management plan, and this framework document will allow us to tie each of our strategic documents together and ensure linkages between our functions across council. And it's a systems approach to asset management, which is vital for us to manage our assets and condition and renewals within the capital budget cycles. We have an asset management steering committee, which meets. It's a combination of corporate finance staff and engineering staff. And we meet monthly to work through our asset management plans and our forward budget projections, as well as take some of the tasks and activities from these strategies and implement them to improve our data management and our resource allocation across our organisation. Thank you.
No, thanks. I think that's a great overview. Thanks very much. I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? So we now go on to the Capital Works Progress Report for the second quarter, 2019-20. Can we move for this one? Okay, I'll move on. Seconded by Councillor Nolan. And we've got Mr. Crediman here if you want to ask any questions. I'd just like to congratulate you and your team and all the staff you know, for getting through the centres of Capital Works that you've been able to achieve. Before us, we've got quite a long list of different things that have been completed, and they're all really, really worthwhile projects. I'd like to offer out to other councillors if you want to make any comments about particular projects. Before that, I just want to ask if someone wishes to speak against this recommendation. No, that's good. Any particular favourites, anyone? Okay, Councillor Carey.
Just a question, Mayor, on page 128, which is the original 2019 budget, number 19, the design of the Mosman Pool, has been put on hold. I just wondered what the reasons for that are. I appreciate there's a lot going on with the pool at the moment. However, I get an answer to that question.
No, it's a good question. I certainly know that you're certainly allocated funds to do the design for this financial year. And I was actually asking for an update the other day. So, Mr. Crediman, would you like to answer that?
Chair, thank you for the question, Councillor Carey. Initially, there was $400,000 in the budget, the original budget in July last year. And at the budget review on the 3rd of December last year, Council resolved to defer that project. That was put forward by staff because we needed to manage our projects, and it was decided that one could be deferred for a year. So that's going to be reconsidered for next financial year.
Okay, thanks for that.
Yeah, I do apologise, I can't commit that decision being made.
Any other questions? Okay, I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. So we'll go on to the monthly financial report for November 2019. Have a mover for this one? Councillor Nolan, seconded by Councillor Carey. Do you want to make some comments, Councillor Nolan?
No, thank you. I think it's really expressing better than I do.
Anyone wish to speak against? Any comments or questions? Look, I'm certainly happy to say that is on track, which is great, but the operating result at the end of November is $1.3 million in the budget, which is good. For those in the gallery, the next report is actually taking us to the end of December. So, unless there's any other questions, off to the vote. All those in favour? So we'll now go on to 5.9, which is the monthly financial report for December. And I'm happy to move that. Do I have a second that? Okay. Councillor Nolan, thank you. So now we can see that the operating result is $1.6 million in the budget, which is also good. So we're well on track to achieving our surplus by this year. Any other questions, comments, councillors? Doesn't look like it, but I do want to thank you for all the work that you've done. It's a really thorough report, and you can see all the details there. Thank you. I'll put to the vote. All those in favour? So we'll now go on to 5.10. So this is the acceptable guideline request. This is all part of, you probably know, those who are interested, we've come to a few meetings because there have been
reviewing and adopting a whole lot of various policies that we're required to as part of our requirements and in relation to legislation. Do I have a move for this? Thank you, Councillor Knoll, seconded by Councillor Chu. Do you want to make some comments? Anyone want to speak against? No? Any other questions? Okay, so this is basically revoking the Council and Staff and Directing Protocol General Policy and basically accepting a new policy, which is called the Acceptable Guidelines Request Policy. And this is providing for a much more effective and streamlined system for dealing with councillor complaints and imposes a mandatory code of conduct for councillors, which is a good thing. So I'm going to put it to the vote. Thank you. All those in favour? So now we'll go on to 5.11, which is the caretaker period policy. Do I have a mover for that? Thank you, Councillor Carey. Seconded by Councillor Kerr. Would you like to make some comments about this, Councillor Perry?
Madam Mayor, it appears that the policy is really motivated by a significant change in the legislation, I think, in recent times, and this is just to bring the council's practices into line with that legislative requirement.
So, does anyone wish to speak against? Look, certainly if you look at our former policy, much of it, of course, is still there, but as Councillor Carey has said, there are new aspects to the policy as a result of new legislation. I think the good thing about the policy is that it actually makes it really clear for councillors, for employees and candidates about what the responsibilities are Open Government Act in terms of how you operate. We do know that the caretaker period starts on February the 22nd, so that's just over a month away. And so this comes into effect during that time. And certainly you can see that some of the standard things are prohibition on major policies and decisions, for example. You know, you can't enter into a contract the total value of which is more than the rate of the following $200,000, which is in our case. You can't make, amend, or appeal a local rule. You can't make, amend, or appeal a local planning instrument, for example. So it's all about not having decisions that are made in that caretaker period, you know, starts on the 22nd of February, that then would actually sort of bind a future council. And that's, of course, you know, something that's been standard for local government for some time. Okay, unless there's any more questions or comments, I'll put to vote. All those in favour? So that concludes the open session. So before we're going to close, as I'm required to do, I'll just read out the subject matters of the closed session reports. So we have, the first one is the Council Grants Program, 2019-20 major grant stream. Second one is the Triple Wharf Maintenance Project. Third one is the Playground Renewal Program, 2019-20. The fourth one is contract on Ponzo Road to repair the landslip repair. And the fifth one is a contract doing Mowbray River Road Wood and Main Replacement. And the last one is an acquisition of property for rates at lot 367 Hickory Road. Just ask who would move into closed session. Thank you, Councillor Knoll, seconded by Councillor Kerr. All those in favour?
Thank you.
So we're now in closed session. Thanks very much.